All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindictus Show. Prepare, we have with us Oklahoma State Representative J.J. Humphrey.
American Vindictus.
Mr. Humphrey, last time you and I came on, apparently we pissed off YouTube and just recently earned me my first strike. And so now we won't be able to post anything for the next week, so you'll be able to catch the show on all the other venues. But, you know, when I asked them what it is that we did, of course, they said we talked about misinformation, which generally means we talked about something truthful. So here we are.
Hey, you know when the fact checkers are calling you out that you got the facts right. You know that. Yeah. When they say you got it wrong, you know dang good and well you're nailing it right on the head.
Well, I mean, they're trying to can free speech. They don't want guys like me or guys like you, especially, to come out here and speak the actual honest truth that Americans want to hear. You know, I think it's high time that Americans abandon the ship on YouTube and all these other, like Facebook, all these other platforms that censor everybody, even though it's the largest platforms. If we abandon them, then we will sink that ship eventually. But
Douglas, you know, it's called censorship. And the thing about it is what we're seeing more and more. Zuckerberg come out the other day and admitted that the FBI had encouraged him and had them keep information on the election out, Hunter Biden information out. Again, you know, Zuckerberg put in bukus of monies into the election. And you can only donate so much. Why is it that Zuckerberg can donate, you know, $500 million into elections and mean you can only donate $2,000, $5,000 max according to how you do it, you know? But again, there's rules for us and not for them. Censorship, I will tell you that if you're watching anything at all, that Texas this week came out and won a pretty big victory. I think old Paxton down there is the AG's name. Man, he's a go-getter. I sure like to see him. And I think he won a big, big deal on censorship. Kind of aggravated here in Oklahoma that I filed a bill 3 years ago that we would be able to sue them. What they do is they get data, so they do data mining. That's where they get all their money from, is selling all your information that they get for free by monitoring your phone. And what I did was I filed a bill that would allow us to sue them for censorship. And again, couldn't get any interest in it by our leaders here in Oklahoma. Sent it over to the AG. Yeah, they said they loved it, only they never would get it approved or get it sent back. So again, that's what's wrong here in America, is that you've got a bunch of people in authority positions, elected positions, that want to talk about all that they're doing for you, and they do absolutely nothing. And again, they pretend to be something that they're not, and that's the problem throughout. A lot of people, you know, we've got people right now like Mitch McConnell that's in the Senate there in the United States Senate. Guess what? He's sold out. I mean, he's sold out to them. And again, a blind man could see that. And so we've got to get those people, if we're going to get our country back. And again, what we're talking about just on this subject, censorship, guess what, guys, man, that's your First Amendment rights. That's, we're talking freedom of speech. When you lose freedom of speech, you lose freedom of the press, and you have a controlled press, which we do right now. They're political. They're just a political arm of the Democrat Party. When you have that, I'll guarantee you, you can look at other countries that are our third world countries, or that have, you know, Venezuela used to be a pretty upbeat, you know, a modernized country. And guess what? And if we, you know, you look down there and say, oh, no way that could ever happen to us, I'll guarantee you we're dead on the path right now to becoming that kind of country if we do not make a major turnaround in our country. And I'm hoping this election, I believe that this election, that it's kind of like all's online, you know.
What are your predictions for November in this election? Do you think there's going to be a stall, an October surprise? Do you think there'll be the, you know, everybody's planning on some sort of big disruption, either internally or externally of CONUS, to where the elections won't even happen? This is the problem with all the conspiracy theories. No one knows what the hell is going to happen. And I try to get the background information from people like yourself who actually are in the know. So what are your expectations for November?
What the 2020 election did, and again, a lot of people, your fact checkers going to say, oh, misinformation. There's more evidence. And here's the deal. I got a law enforcement background. Let me tell you something. There is massive, massive amounts of evidence of election fraud. Now, if you watch a Trump rally and you watch a Biden rally, any moron can tell you there ain't no way in hell that Biden won. You can look at the crowds and that'd tell you all you need to know. Second is if you went and looked at what they were doing during these elections, blacking out windows, it's illegal. Nobody got arrested. When you're supposed to be able to monitor that, both sides, it's important, both sides. I'm for Democrats monitoring, Republican monitoring. That keeps it straight. Guess what? They sent the Republicans out so far they couldn't even see, having to use binoculars. Illegal. They took paper and covered the windows. Illegal. All of that's illegal. They could have been arrested right there at that time. They have evidence of massive amounts being shipped in on, and have the truck driver as a witness. He came forward and he said, hey, I drove this down here. You, not only do people not understand, but when you drive a truck in that area, they're going to have cameras. They've got cameras on those freeways, on those interstates up there. You can document whether that truck, 10 to 1, they have GPS on that truck. He had to sign other places. Here's the deal. There are so many different ways to verify that trucker's story that it's simple, easy to do. So the thing about it is we got video of them bringing out cases when they say, oh, we had a water problem. They're in Atlanta, Georgia. We had a water problem. Well, they had the water problem a week before. We got them on video bringing out all the cases of votes. So, again, if you just go by that, if you want to go by other stuff that have been proven, but I will tell you for your listeners, if you have not seen 2000 Mules, go watch 2000 Mules. I'm going to tell you when you get through watching it. If you can't understand that, then, I can't help you. You got problems because that's just clear cut. And even if you don't believe it, it is evidence. It is worth investigating. I can tell you, I go to court all the time. These guys did it just like you're going to court. So there's massive amounts of evidence, and that's just to hardly even get started. But what that did, that awakened the American public to, hey, that they are cheating, that they can cheat. I think there's going to be a lot more scrutiny. I think people are going to be in those election polling places, and they're going to be demanding. Now, again, are we going to get into the mail-ins and all that? I think that, if you went up there to Wisconsin, now here's another thing. You want to talk about fraud, just caught out another case. So here's the deal. Zuckerberg sends all this money out, paying for all of these election boxes to where you can go in, and 2000 Mules caught them dumping hundreds and hundreds at the same time, videotaped on it. See, don't tell me it didn't happen. Happened right there. Wisconsin found out that it was illegal for them. And here's what's funny. The election board sent out a video saying it was illegal, knew it was illegal in advance, and they went ahead and did it anyways. And so right now, if I'm not mistaken, in Wisconsin, the court's already held up that was an illegal casting vote in those. Then how in the world is that election still standing in Wisconsin? And so, again, how many places was that done? I know here in Oklahoma, he put in $2.8 million to try to influence or assist in elections here in Oklahoma. And again, that ends up in some really questionable practices and things like that. And our election person is going to be like, oh, there's nothing wrong. Yeah, there is something wrong when you got one person donating $500,000 to one city, buying them computers that you're going to then in turn put your election information on that computer, 21 of them, and then tell me you can't be hacked. Yeah, you can be hacked. The guy just bought you the computer. You know, it's insanity. So that's what's going on. People got to wake up. People got to get involved. We got people looking at that. We've got a big, good crowd, a group of people working to make sure the integrity There are people through the vote that's working to make sure that we get integrity back into our elections. And so I think that, but that don't mean we don't need to be scared of it. And we do have a very corrupt FBI, DOJ. That's already been very clear. I mean, that's coming out every day, all the issues with the, and again, I think that the administration is purposely doing that, because when you see the gross misuse of the FBI and when they are basically weaponized as one arm of the party, then guess what? You and me lose confidence in our law enforcement. So now we have no rule of law. And when you have no rule of law, guess what? If you want to go down the list how to turn a society into a socialism, communist party, guess what? We're just talking about censorship, take away your First Amendment rights, your religious rights, no morals, corrupt the morals of fabric of your country, no rule of law, and take out the free elections. I mean, you're walking right down a path to say, but I'm going to predict, and get back, I chase rabbits a little bit, but get back to the question that you asked me. You know, what do I think on this election? I think that we are going to win the House on federal level. I think that Senate's going to be close, but I'm hoping that we win it. And I'm hoping that it's even bigger than. And again, you got to understand you're being influenced by the media. I don't trust any of the polls. You can't believe hardly any of the polls. You can't believe anything the media says. So who the heck knows? I just know that when I look at the Trump, you know, he had one, what was it, in Ohio Saturday night. I mean, he's packed full. When he goes to, you know, where was he, Pennsylvania, the couple of weeks before, packed full. And so when you see that, and when you see the fact that he won, we know for a fact he won more votes than anybody ever won, and again, then didn't get elected. I mean, how in the world does that? When Joe Biden never got out of his daggum basement and couldn't draw 20 people to come out and watch him, and then couldn't repeat the same thing twice, you know? So again, I don't believe Joe Biden won, and I know how to get you in trouble again, probably, but I'll just openly say it. The election was stolen from you. I think people are going to turn out. I think people understand that our country is in dire straits. And I think, and again, we're not going to, I'm calling for the, Congress to start talking about what they can do instead of what Joe Biden's done. But again, inflation, you know, I mean, me and my wife sitting pretty decently on income. And yet I will tell you, for the first time in a long time, we're having to really pay attention to the end of the month. You know, and we may end up having to change some of our spending habits, not go out and eat as much. We talked about, you know, we've got two or three internets. We got two internet that we pay for, and we talked about reducing that down to one. We talked about doing some cable stuff, do away with cable stuff. Talked about cheapening our phone bill. And there's things that we have that are, you know, luxury items that, you know, and I would say for Oklahoma standard, me and my wife's got, you know, we've got pretty decent income. And so for us to be hurting like that, you know that somebody on Social Security, single parents, you know, elderly that's on a fixed income. I don't even know how they're getting by. And again, we hadn't even started getting into the winter months when we're going to have to pay for these high dollar. And again, Joe Biden unbelievably used our reserves so that he can try to win an election to cheapen the gas before election time. And guess what? You get ready, because if something don't happen, I will promise you them gas prices are going to jump right back up higher than what they ever been. And then you're going to be stuck this winter paying astronomically, trying to heat your home and paying electric and trying to pay for gas. I'm going to predict, even if we win, we still going to have to suck up our belt. And it's get a tight, hope and far away look and get a deep seat, because I'm going to tell you something. She's going to be a pretty bronky ride, I figure.
Well, I you know, I think it's best time to just go ahead and just throw the gloves off now and put the spurs on, because I don't care, honestly, JJ, who we piss off. We just need to say it as it is. You know, when you talk about the electric bills and the amount of resources that we have sent, now I'm going to get mad, the amount of resources that we have sent to Ukraine, we have almost completely depleted a stockpile for Stinger missiles, small missiles, you know, things that are used within the infantry for repelling light and heavy vehicles like tanks. If we ever got invaded, they said that it would take 5 years to replenish those rockets. So 5 years of we don't have a positive answer for if we got invaded and tanks were used. Now,
brother, you being invaded, you already been invaded. That's what's going on the southern border right now. People don't understand. Let me ask you a question. You were a military person, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So if you went into a military combat, something like Afghanistan, Iran, and you had 100,000 people die, would that be like an outrage? Would that be like, wow, I mean, unbelievable, and American people would jump up and demand something be done?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you've just had roughly about 100,000 people die of fentanyl, my understanding, in the United States. I know we've had pretty close to 1,000. I checked in May here in Oklahoma. We'd had 780 here in May. So now we're coming into September. I would suspect that that's probably going to be upwards 1,000 right now, most likely. That's in Oklahoma. Now, to give you perspective of Oklahoma, Oklahoma has about 4 million people living in it. Dallas, Texas has probably 6 million. Mm-hmm. Houston probably has somewhere close to 12. So if you want to look at, we're smaller than the entire city of Dallas. We're three times smaller than Houston. And again, we've got about 1,000 people dying up here already. Now, 100,000 over the nation, because China is bringing in fentanyl, China by itself, and they're using two cartels. They're making these cartels massive amounts of money, and they're coming up here and waging war on America, and they're bringing in, hey, I was listening to a deal the other day. They got 350 people that's come through the border on the watch list that they know of. On the terrorist watch list, I believe that was the number they gave. So, guys, we're being bombarded. We're being invaded. And, again, here's what's happening. Your strategic oil reserves that is going to be used for a military strike like what you're talking about, guess what? We're depleting. Mm-hmm. Our military is not only depleting, they're depleting the one, they cut off the funding for the military. Two, they're depleting the resources of the military. Three, they're attacking them morally with their woke bullshit. And again, guess what? They did not meet. I don't believe there's one branch of the military that met. I think the closest one that came was the Air Force. They reached about 89, I think, is what I saw that they reached. And I could be, it's 80-something, I think, for recruitment. So they got about 89%, meaning they didn't get 100%. 89, 84, whatever it was, that's okay. You can kind of live with that. But then when you get down to the Army and to the Marines, you know, Navy, Navy was quite a ways down there. You'd expect they'd be pretty close. But not so. So we're not meeting, meaning that our young people are not joining the military. So not only are your reserves of oil and gas that you must have to fight a battle, not only are the military equipment and the arsenals being depleted, but your actual personnel is being depleted. Your experience is being depleted because they're requiring things like vaccines. They're pushing this woke agenda. So guess what's happening to your experienced people? Anybody that stands up and speaks out is put in the brig or, you know, court-martialed. And so guess what? Your people who have retirement or close to retirement are getting out. They're bailing out because they don't want no more of it. So guess what? Now you're going to have zero experience. The experience you're going to have is these idiots that pulled the debacle like Afghanistan, which has to be on purpose. Ain't nobody. They ain't that many group of people could be that stupid They just funded a terrorist group. They just give away $80 billion worth of the best equipment in the world. And they gave away a military air base that's one of the most strategic in the world. How stupid can you be? All of it's on purpose, man. This is an attack on us. This is how you take over a country right there. Deplete everything, invade them, take away their law enforcement. Everything we're talking about is being done.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things not being replenished is the amount of new recruits for law enforcement nationwide. That is down a huge amount. And I mean, state by state, nobody's in the green zone for the replenishing of law enforcement. And here in Texas, you know, we have the I-10 corridor that goes from El Paso and then it travels over through San Antonio and then Houston. And that's where most of the nation gets its drugs from. It's one of the hugest corridors in the United States for drug interdiction. And I would say we have a fairly good rate at interdiction. But, you know, whenever I was working the border, I know the real stats of it. You know, for every truckload that we catch, 10 go by.
Sure.
And the cartel are okay with it. The cartel or a Fortune 500 company. That means they, and right now I would tell you that the Mexican cartels combined are a $1 trillion corporation.
Oh, yeah.
And funded completely by China. But not just the fact that they're funded by China, JJ. They have former U.S. military, law enforcement, other U.S. military members that go down to the cartels to train them, to work for them, other members of the military from other countries around the world that are there. And it's because
purchasing weapons. They have weapons.
I mean, they have stuff that we have. And here's been one of the dilemmas that we've actually talked about on border operations, because you would be standing right there on the sector for where Border Patrol operates. And we would look across and we would see Federales go by. And I think now they're like the Mexican National Guard, but you would see the Federales go by, and about an hour later, you would see this, you know, dystopian up armored dump truck tank looking bill by the cartel, mounted with machine gun, pits everywhere. It's incredible looking, and it's, honestly, it's terrifying. Right. If you wanted to get into a firefight with something like that, because law enforcement on the border carries small caliber weapons, 5.56, 12 gauge shotguns, pistols, nothing that's going to stop or penetrate that type of
armor. No, and that's what people got to understand. I mean, these people now, with what they're making now, what cartels are bringing in, Joe Biden has increased the cartels. He's made them billions and billions of dollars. I think I saw one the other day is $28, $30 billion more is what they increased, and they were already having a pretty decent day. So has increased them, if I'm not mistaken. And so here's the deal. What are they going to do with that money? I can tell you what they're going to do with that money. They're going to go out and buy more armor. They're going to go out and buy more tanks. They're going to go out and buy really sophisticated equipment, drones, everything else. They have it. Now we have these border patrols. Like you say, if they've got a high-powered rifle, they're in good, you know, I mean, that's something like behind you. Okay, but now they're not going to have much more than that, and they're going to be lucky if they have that. So are they outgunned? Are they outmanned? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All day long. And again, here's the deal. These gangs have gotten so violent. I mean, they just don't care. Used to, they'd go in and they'd shoot up rival gangs, you know. So if they had a big shootout, kill 13 of them. Tomorrow, that gang come over and kill 13 of them. And again, that would outrage the public. But after they did it so long, they just went, no big deal. Well, the next thing you know, they started cutting off people's heads. And that kind of outraged people for a little bit. And then guess what? That didn't outrage. So now they're mutilating people. They're cutting their hearts out. They're cutting their heads off. They're actually skinning their faces off, putting them up like masks. I mean, the people don't know. And I went to a training on this the other day and seeing all this. And the guy's putting that up there and he's saying, now this is going to be really graphic. Then he moved something. This is going to be really, really graphic. And then he comes in. This is going to be really, really graphic. I told him, I said, you get one more reel on that and I'm walking out of the room because I've seen about all. But his point was, when we got done with that, he said, now I'm going to show you another one. And he shows it to us. He goes, now, where is this? And we're all thinking Mexico, because all the stuff he'd been showing us is down below the border. And he goes, that's Irving, Texas, right there. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, hey, this is we're here in Kentucky. Here's Georgia. Here's a whole bunch of them. And guess what? They're cutting people's heads off. And they're mutilating people. They're doing the same thing, because you like to think, oh, that's down there. No, we've let them come up here, and they're coming up here. These are the people that are coming in to Oklahoma City. These are the people who are going to Atlanta. These are the people who are in El Paso and who are in Dallas and who are in Houston and who are going to California. These are the people. And again, we're seeing fentanyl because these are the people bringing in. These are the people. Joe Biden has become the biggest merchant of slavery in the history of America. You need to look at how the people coming up that they're bringing up to run their illegal operations. And again, they have no care. Rape trees, man, where women's undergarments are put on trees so that they can brag about who's raped them most. So you look at 7 or 8 trees out there with 10 or 15 women's undergarments. And over here is a tree that's got, you know, 12 undergarments. So he needs to go out and rape 4 or 5 more people so he can be top man on the crew, you know, raping more people, all age. And they bring them up here and they put them into prostitution, or they put them into to sweatshops or wherever. Slavery. I mean, we have become a nation of slavery, and it's going on. It's not going on just out of Texas. It's happening here in Oklahoma. And again, people want to turn a blind eye to it. I tell you what I'm excited about is that your governor down there in Texas, I've laughed, man. That dude has poured it on them. What's his name down there in Florida, Governor DeSantis? Mm-hmm. He decided, oh, he can't let Texas Abbott get all the credit, and so he started sending them up. But I don't know which one of them sent them to. What's that? Martha's Gardens there, Vineyard or whatever.
Martha's Vineyard, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know which one of them got the bright idea to do that. But now that was, you know, that they would call the National Guard out for the wealthy up there. So it's fine they dump them on us all day long. But, man, they put them in a, you know, and I mean, if there's ever a place that's got the ability to help people and to open up and to do something and have the money to fund that, it's that community. And look what happened the minute they got there. Oh, you going down the road. They shipped every one of them down the road. But no, not let's do that for a country. But here's what's funny. New York's getting it. Chicago's getting it. All these others. And now if you're listening to Lightfoot and some of these others, mayors and some of these other communities where this starting to happen, oh, we're in a crisis now. We're in a crisis because the crisis is now on their front door. I'm tickled that they've done that. That's been the best thing that's happened. I think it's just going to be something else. It's just going to be a big subject. And again, you know, here's what I say. It's time that, you know, the Republican Party better capitalize and everybody, you'd have to be stupid right now. You'd have to be stupid to not know that inflation is out the roof. You would have to be stupid not to know that gas prices have increased astronomically under this president. You would have to be stupid not to know that we had the debacle in Afghanistan. You'd have to be stupid not to know that we went from being independent and having all the gas and oil we need, oil independence. And you don't, and I don't know if you got to kind of keep up with stuff, but Ukraine happened because guess what? Trump had Russia on their heels, had China on their heels. We were giving gas over there. So guess what? Nobody had to be dependent. And again, Trump called it for Germany. You go in there and you get dependent on Russia gas and oil. You're going to end up center a white flag, said, here's what you're going to need. And sure enough, look here, 2 years later, that's where we're at. But the reason that happened in Ukraine is because the debacle, Russia saw us as weak. We empowered Russia. by giving them the oil and gas, and they that gave them the money to go after, and they thought that they could just walk in there. Now they got them a little shock. And again, we and what you say, well, that has nothing to do with us. I guess it does. Look how much our reserves are going to them. And again, the question, are we really sending it to them? Because they're sitting over there going, we ain't getting this stuff. Where's it going? So the question is, I don't trust this government right here to even believe that it is. It wouldn't shock me, because guess what? If you look at Benghazi, that's exactly what happened. SEAL team got shot down by our own ammunition, and that's what Benghazi was all about. People need to read. People need to come up. People need to study. But again, you would have to be stupid not to get all this. But the problem is with the Republican Party, they're not telling what they're going to do. They've got to come out and say, okay, Joe Biden's bad, but let us tell you how we're going to fix the problem.
Yeah, there's no solutions.
They got to have solutions. And they're not hard. These things aren't hard. Return back to the policy on the border Trump had. Guess what? It was working astronomically. Best numbers we ever had in our history. Guess what? Go back to doing it. Don't take a smart man to cheat off the smart man, okay? Just cheat off the ones who are getting it done. Just go back to what it was already happening. Don't take a smart man to say, how did we get to oil independence and how do we get back there? It's the same way we got there before. And he did it quickly. He did it quickly. So if the people that are in the Republican Party and leadership ought to be coming out right now and saying, hey, if we're elected, you elect us, and here's what we're going to do in 100 days, or here's what we're going to do. We're going to put these bills, and I'd already have them written up. They should already have all these written up. You're going to send them up the chain. Of course, we got to get the House and Senate to do this, but that's what they ought to be preaching. Give us the House and Senate, and this is what we're going to do. And then, again, you know Joe Biden's going to veto those, but here's what's sweet. If you got the House and Senate, you override. And you can do that. We've done it here in Oklahoma when we've disagreed. I love this governor we've got right now, but there's been things that we've disagreed on. First year he was up here, I think we voted an astronomical time to veto about 11 bills that he had done, that he had vetoed. He vetoes our bills. We overrode him on about 11. And guess what? It can be done, and we did it. Working with the Senate, man, we did it in astronomical time. They can do the same thing. Now, Biden can hold on to those for a little bit, but I'm going to tell you something. They can go up there, they can pass that, they can shove it down his throat, they can override his veto, and it is law. And that's why we live in the great United States, is because we don't have a one person, we don't have a king, we have a three-party, the executive branch, the legislative, and then the judicial. And again, the legislative need to do their job. And I guarantee if they'll do that, if they'll get up, tell the American people what they're going to do and how they're going to get it done, I think the American people give it to them. But the problem is your leadership is, you know what, half of them up there are just as bad as the you've got a party of elites. That's what you've got. The Democratic Party, I don't think exists anymore. You've got the Trump Republicans, but the elitist Republicans are in bed with the other side, and that's what's going on. Somebody like Mitch McConnell, he don't want to see you win. He's happier being the leader of the minority than being kicked out of leadership if we get the majority. You'd think he'd want the Republicans to get the majority, but he don't want that because he's happy to be right where he's at. Him and leave him in power. All right, that's Humphrey's opinion. You know, again, I don't get to talk to Tricky Mitch there. He's a two-faced, but I don't get to talk to him. But anyways, that's kind of the way I see it.
Well, you know, Mitch McConnell's wife, her father is a big-time guy in the Chinese People's Liberation Army, or i.e., Congress.
Sure, owns the shipping. They own shipping and all that. They're wealthy shipping.
Oh yeah, the amount of kickbacks these people get is regardless of however you vote, they are going to decide to go with who pays them the most. You know, George Carlin said that all of the people in Congress need to be wearing jackets representative of that of NASCAR, so we'll know what we're actually voting for.
That would be sweet. I'm going to tell you, just, you know, me and you were having a conversation before we started about dark money and where is the money coming from? And again, here we are, 4 million in Oklahoma, but you look at millions and millions of dollars being poured into Oklahoma. And again, are these, you know, China money? Is this Soros money? Is this Democrat money? Who knows? But it's being poured into the Republican elections. And again, they're trying to pick. You don't put money on people that you can't control. Mm-hmm. If you're putting big money on them, that's because you think that's the person that's going to best suit your interest. And again, you've got a lot of money pouring in here that who knows what party, who knows who's got it. And again, it's coming in and it's poured into the Republican elections. And, you know, it's just, again, we're supposed to have all these ethical offices that are supposed to watch out for this. And again, I can make, if I miss one day reporting, I get a $200 fine, you know. So I actually reported something, but I was 7 or 8, 10 hours late reporting it. I get fined. But you can have hundreds and millions pour in of who knows. Well, we don't have the money to fight that. Well, ain't that fun? I mean, why would you care if I was late? I reported it. I'm an open book. You're talking about $1,000, you know, and it come from a legitimate, and I did report it. And yet here you got millions coming in that I'm working on trying to find where it come from. And I'm a pretty good investigator. I'm a decent investigator. That's what I did for a long time. I'm in law enforcement. I kind of got an idea where to go look and dig up. Guess what? You can track it back to from Oklahoma to Virginia. You know, last election, we had a big election here. Several million dollars come in. One opponent, you can tell, you may not like where he's getting his money, but you know where it's coming. What is that? Club growth or whatever. You can go see where that money's come from. You know what their agenda is. You know who's backing this candidate. But you go over here and look at this other candidate, and you got two or three different accounts coming in, a million apiece on them, and you ain't got a clue. You ain't got a clue where that money is coming from. So you got a couple of million being spent, and then if the other guy don't get that kind of money, he can't compete. Because you think, well, we're tired of all that negative. Yeah, you're tired of it. People keep voting for it. And again, this race was within 4%. So apparently, I mean, you know what I'm saying? And they were lying. I mean, some of the biggest, nastiest old lies you ever seen in your life that they put out day after day, two at a time, two a week, costing them thousands and thousands to do it, and saying this old boy had supported Hillary Clinton. The biggest lie you ever seen. I mean, you want to talk about some whoppers. Golly, they was putting them out. And nobody putting them in check. Nobody holding them accountable. And again, where's all the money coming from? And that's in many, many of our elections right here. And if it's going on in Oklahoma, I can promise you, if you look at Philadelphia, if you look at Georgia, if you look at Arizona, some of what we call Wisconsin, Michigan, the swing states, I'm going to tell you something. They'd like to get Texas. Now, they'll work a little harder on Texas, and they'd like to turn Texas purple. They thought they already had, and they got a big, big spanking the last time. They'd like to turn Oklahoma purple. I don't think it's going to happen. But again, you know, they're going to pump in the money, and you think that, and guess what? If we don't wake up, it's, you know, it'll happen right before your eyes, just like this border thing, just like inflation, just like gas prices, just like your censorship, your freedom. Hey, they got a deal, H.R. 5. In fact, I'm trying to pull it up right now. I think it's already passed the House. I'm trying to get a little more educated on it. But basically what H.R. 5 is doing is for the LGBTQ plus, better check that plus out, pedophilia. You better wake up on that. But here's the thing. So if you speak out against the Alphabet Mafia, then guess what? They're going to come after you. So right now, this HR 5, if I understand it, if a pastor gets up and preaches anything out of the Bible that says homosexuality is a sin, and again, here's where I'm at. I'll call it a sin. If you go read the Bible, that's between you and God. If you don't think it's a sin, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? I'll answer for me. You answer for you. But I can call it sin if I want. That's my right to religion. That's my freedom of speech. If you want to say you disagree with me and think I'm an idiot, I'm okay with that, you know, but that's your choice. And again, when it's all said and done, we'll see who's right, you know. But to say that they're going to put and guys, they already passed this in Canada, and that's why they're locking up preachers in Canada on this, and that's what they're trying to do here in the United States. And if you think Joe Biden and if you think the Democrats are not 100% behind that, then you are, again, like I said, I hate to call people stupid, but wake the hell up and go get the bill and do what I'm doing. Again, you think, well, he's a legislator, he's hearing all this. No, no, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm getting on my computer and I'm Googling up and I'm finding out and I'm finding sources that I have faith in, because I will tell you, I have zero faith in about 99% of the media. And so I'm looking for sources that I think are not telling me how to think, because I'm an independent thinker and I can hear when people are telling me what to think and what to do. And I can hear when people are telling me everything's great and my eyes are telling me, no, no, it ain't great, because inflation's up, gas prices are up, the border's being invaded. You know, all of these things, oil independence, wars going on that we didn't have 2 years ago. COVID on as much on the rise as it ever has been. Now we're finding out all these things that Biden's laptop was and that the FBI covered it up. We're finding out all of the stuff about that the FBI paid the informant for Steele dossier. So, I mean, here's the deal. Is the FBI corrupt? Absolutely. We got the evidence to show it. Was they paid for by Hillary Clinton? Was the Trump not just campaign, was the president of the United States spied on, treason committed? Damn straight it was. I mean, there ain't no question about it. And again, the question is, what the hell are we going to do about it? And as a nation, you think, well, I can't do anything. Yes, you can. Stand up and demand from your state. So first of all, take care of your own backyard. That's what I'm saying. I'm doing investigations into dark money, not in Washington, D.C., in Oklahoma. I'm doing election fraud investigations in Oklahoma. And guess what? You can be a part of that. You can do that. That's what I'm doing. I'm working with community groups. I'm letting them do the research. They're giving it to me. We're sitting down and going through the, and then we're going to write it up, and we're going to present it to the governor, to the speaker, and we're going to present it to everybody. And again, if nothing happens, then I've done my part. I've outed and I've done my part. And so you can do that as well. Wherever you're at, you're going to have to get involved. You're going to have to become a patriot. You're going to have to win this country back. And that's what we've got to do, and demand that our legislators that we send up there do their job and do what we elected them to do and call them out. And again, if we'd start, I promise you, if your legislator started getting about 100,000 calls, I will tell you this, if pastors would get off, you know, when you see this kind of stuff, I hold the pastors. When you see the pulpit fail, that's when you're going to see all this other fail. Yes, and sir. This is a failure of our church, of our Christian community. This is a failure because pastors are scared. They're scared of the government going to shut them down, take their 501. They're scared to say anything, afraid they'll offend. Politics don't belong in church. Guarantee anybody says that ain't read the Bible at all. At all. Go look at what Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego got thrown in the fiery furnace because they wouldn't bow down to a king. That's called politics. Go look at Judges, book of Judges. God picked the ruler of Israel every time. That's called politics. Samuel, guess what? That's where Samuel is anointing the first king. Then guess what? That king didn't work out. So Samuel, the priest, went and anointed David. Boom. Guess what? All politics. Guess what? Solomon becomes king and his brother was trying to become king. Politics. Guess what? Jesus got hung on the cross. Politics killed him. So, you know, false religion, politics, all that's in there. You know, that's where we're at. And we're going to have to wake up and pay attention. And if we could get 100,000 people to storm the Capitol at Oklahoma to say, we're not going to put up with this, I promise you they could get whatever they wanted passed. And if that was seen by Washington, D.C., those people who represent Oklahoma and Washington, D.C. saw that, they gonna skip it right on. And if we saw that nationwide, people turning out in their state, if you want to protect the United States, take care of your own backyard, get your state right. And when we get, you know, 38, 40 states right, we'll whoop their tail every day. But that's what it's going to take.
Yeah, we live in the world of Matthew 24. That's the world that we live in. Wars, rumors of wars. You know, we have a tremendous shaking that's going on in the United States. You know, the depleting of our oil reserves is bad enough, but also the natural gas depletion. Recently, for the past, 4 months, I have had a quadruple in my electric bill compared to 2020 when Trump was still here. 2020, I was paying about $200 a month, and I live on 5 acres, and I got, you know, three different electric bills here for, you know, barn and well house and the main house. And all that together, about $200. Now, I think I've had two $800 months, one $900 month, and then this month is going to be about $750. And I called my electrical provider because I was a bit upset about that price. You know, I've been paying it, been complaining about it, but, you know, I'm tired of it. So I call him and said, hey, what in the hell is the deal with the price for my electric bill? And they said, well, because Texas has depleted its natural gas reserve. And because the Dallas-Fort Worth area that I live in, because I live west of Fort Worth, our area is mainly provided by natural gas energy production providers. Because Texas has been sending it because of Biden to Ukraine, they are having to skyrocket our bill. Now, you know what that does? People who are already hurting because they've lost their jobs from COVID, they haven't recovered financially. You know, the prices on meat's going up, prices on gas. I got a diesel truck. Diesel, you know, I mean, it ain't never come down. So, you know, we have all these different problems. And then this asshole in chief is going to send off our oil reserve, our natural gas reserve, our weapon reserve. You know, he's going to target law enforcement so we don't get that reserve and replenish back. He's going to, you know, draw down the troops by passing some COVID act. And then, you know, not one general, these mighty men of war, dare stand up and say, hey, that's not right. They just say, yes, sir, we'll do what you tell us. We are weakening the nation to the point that this is judgment. This is absolutely God's judgment on America, and that's because we've turned into a reproach. We've become rebuked as a nation. We have become a reprobate nation with the LGBTQ, PRS, whatever the hell they're calling themselves, reprobate people. And, you know, you can't talk about it. You can't talk about it. It can't be on air. This will only be allowed to be played on three different places. And I have podcasts that go out into 10 different directions. But I know right now, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Radio, all these others will not allow this conversation to go on. And I'll be penalized if it went there. So you'll be able to see it on Rumble, Heroes Nation, and GS Radio. Oh, and KYH. But other than that, I could be fined, you could be fined for just speaking the way we are, because with the bill that's in the House right now, they want to be able to control what free speech is for people who give the news.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the bill I'm talking about. They are going to say, we are going to tell you what you can say. You might as well take the First Amendment, rip it up, and throw it out if that bill passes. That's what it's about. And again, that is going to be the first step in arresting You're conservative. If you have a Christian value, you don't even have to be a Christian. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people have Christian values that may or may not be Christian, you know? And again, you hear me talk a lot of times. You say, hey, you need to be a little better Christian. I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that. Of course, I get fired up, you know, but here's the deal. You know what? That's what we're talking about is they're making crime out of something that ain't a crime, out of your freedoms. You're going to become the criminal. And they're trying to let criminals out on the street. That you look at the bond issues, no bond. Now, we know how that works. No bond is a moron's, that's a fool's errand right there. That's a fool's errand because you know how it works. But we're going to turn criminals out on the street. Have you seen, I think it's Chicago that they're the talking about.
Yeah,
I mean, here's the deal, murder, rape. Just let them back out. Let them rape and turn around and get right back out. And then if you kill them, guess what? Then you're going to be the guy because, I'll just kill them and that'd be second degree. I wasn't planning on it. They showed up. I killed them. Just bomb me out. No. They'll come back and I'll guarantee you find you all you intended to. Or they're going to say, hey, hate speech. Here's what's going to be funny. Your hate speech is going to be something that, that's we can't let you out on the bond on there. Kind of like, hey, let me tell you something. You want to see January 6th, go start studying January 6th. See what really happened. Now, you got a lady, and I watched a special on this other day. You have a lady in her 70s that has cancer, and she attended that event. She's standing out there sitting on a bench because she has cancer, and she's a little weak, and she can't get up. She's sitting on a bench. There's people over there breaking, I think, a window or a door, busting something. And she's going, y'all quit doing that. On film now. She's on film. Y'all quit doing that. This is not the place. Y'all don't do that. Now, you want to talk about a person trying to maintain law and order and just sitting there, and they end up giving her 3 months. She has cancer, 70 years old. That's on film, and she got 3 months. Now, guys, there's been people held in that, and here's what I call it, the Washington, D.C. gulag, just like you had the gulag. And here's the deal. This is what I don't understand. This is what I'm talking about. You want to go make a big show, go to Afghanistan, go whatever, go speak against this, raise hell against this. You won't walk across the damn street to raise hell at people being held without their rights, people being held without bond, people being held without trials, people being held without probable cause. It is a damn gulag, and you won't even walk across the street. I guarantee you, if I was up there, I'd be sitting on the street raising hell. And they'd probably have me in there with them. But you know what? Until we start doing that and we start screaming as much as that, you've got a small percentage of the country with the media running our country. I don't believe that they make it out like, that it's this and that. I believe most countries sick of it. And I tell you, I honestly believe, they're really, of course, now, if you heard Joe Biden the other day, he makes that speech. And guys, you better listen. A lot of people don't think I listen, but now I can't listen. And when he comes out and says, what are you going to do? Are you going to take on an F1 fighter, you know, with a gun?
Yeah, the F-16 comment.
F-16, I'm talking F1, what, before truck, ain't it? Yep, you can tell where I brought up. But here's the deal. So you're going to take on a fighter jet with a gun. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's what a tyrant says.
Well, here's the deal. What he's outlining to you is, guys, we're fixing to take you. We have the army, and you ain't going to fight us. You better, you know, and that's what he's telling. He's marking his territory. He's setting, and again, they call that foreshadowing. If you did a little, English literature, they called that foreshadowing. And again, he's foreshadowing. And the other part of this conversation that we're having is, one, Joe Biden's reading off cue card. He can't even do that very well. But the thing about it is that boy ain't got the mental capacity to get anything done. So when we're talking about the military, they're behind that. There is a group behind this. And again, Joe Biden is just a puppet with his strings being pulled.
Well, Biden just recently issued a warning to Russia against using nuclear weapons in Ukraine. And I think there's reason for why this is happening. And I hate to bring this back to Ukraine, but Ukraine is very pivotal for what's happening with American politics.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, here's the deal. Do we want to spend all our reserves? We got to take – here's the deal, what I say. You can't minister to others unless you get ministered. So you minister to others out of your overflow. So when we have overflow, yes, we're going to help worldwide. We always have. But you got to take care of yourself, because if you get weak, then who's going to stand against these? And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to weaken us. So Ukraine definitely, I mean, if you want to look at the price of fertilizer, guess what? If you want to look at the price of feed and what it takes to feed animals and stuff like that, your beef prices and what's going on there, plus the monopoly they're trying to, so they're doing all kinds of under climate control. They're trying to take your food market away from you big time. And this is a pivotal place where that's happening. You do not understand how important this country is to food in America.
I think what's happening in Ukraine is the United States and other representative nations are circling the wagons around a distress call for the World Economic Forum. That's what I think, because the WEF runs everything that's happening in Ukraine. Ukraine, element-wise, with materials and resources you can get out of the ground, it's one of the richest nations in the world.
Right.
Why do they need every week? It's a new couple billion or 10 or 20 billion dollars. When I was recently trying to add all this stuff up, I'm over now well over $130 billion that has been sent to Ukraine within a matter of months. It's not being sent back here to Americans. All right. Do you think whenever America goes belly up, Ukraine is going to send us money? No.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen when that happens is you're going to be over. You think we were being invaded right now. You're going to see real invasion, and you're going to see that's when you're going to be out there, being that patriot again, a militia and that kind of thing. But the other part of that, Douglas, one thing that I just challenge you to think about, and again, I don't want to act like I have this, our foreign policy, boy, I can barely take care of Oklahoma, myself in Oklahoma, but I do try to keep up. I mean, I think it's intention on us to all keep up with the thing, but you remember the little video that they had about, Biden talking about how that he told them what they better do, and mm-hmm. I'll be some bitch they did it because I had control to be about a billion, I think is what he said. Now, that was Biden's control on Ukraine. Now, the question is, who funded the guy that's president right now? Who funded him? How much do we know about that country? Do we know about that country's politics? And we know it's had corrupt politics. We know all of that. So what makes you think when we send over these billions and billions and billions of dollars that it is getting to the intended? You know, that's another thing for me. Who's watching? Who's mining the store? Do you trust the Biden administration to get this to the intended target? I don't.
No, absolutely not. And I'll give you my synopsis on this entire event, because I do study geopolitics quite closely. I'll be honest with you. I don't give a hell if Russia comes into Ukraine and steamrolls it. I don't care. I really don't. Because right now we're funding a Nazi battalion, the Azov battalion, which has been neo-Nazi since the 30s. So we're funding not only, remaining Nazis, but also the Ukrainian government is the third most corrupt government in the world. Barack Obama said that. The Ukrainian government is where what we would consider within law enforcement to be the snuff porn capital of the world. That means pornographic videos and images of children and people raped, tortured, and murdered. That's right. What a snuff film is. Ukraine is the capital of that. Ukraine is probably right now the capital of human trafficking for sex slavery in the world.
America is getting pretty close to catching.
We're getting close to it. But did you know that when we first invaded Iraq and we found out that Houdaini and Qusay, Saddam Hussein's sons, most of the prostitutes that they got, that they tortured, raped, killed, and I think it was Houdaini even ate a couple, they were getting those Eastern European from Ukraine. So Ukraine has never been exactly the ideal nation that it appears to be. And now Ukraine is going completely digital, everything digital. So now everything that you do can be tracked. Well, that was a WEF, a World Economic Forum, a policy and rule. And because it is Zelensky, who was one of the young leaders program guys for the WEF, he is just doing whatever he's told. All right. This guy's a stooge. He's a clown. He is.
Well, absolutely. Most of them are. I mean, that's the deal. And what you learn in politics, I tell people, there's a guy named Roy Boatner going way, way back in Oklahoma politics, got pretty high up there, Senate pro tem, I think, in Oklahoma politics. But he told my dad way back there when I was just young guy, that the higher you go, the more you sell your soul. You just sell out a piece of your soul every step you get. And you like to think, well, wealthy people don't need. Yeah, it's tough. That's why when you see a guy like Trump, who's just astronomical wealthy, who comes in and just blows the whole system up, that's why people love him as much as they do. But again, the things you're talking about, I don't think most people, I'm listening to you and going, absolutely, because I've done a little research. Don't want to act like I know a whole lot. But again, who's funded the current guy that's been in there? If you go back and look, it appears like it's George Soros. Mm-hmm. So George Soros wanted this guy elected who's the president right now. Guess what? If George Soros is wanting you elected, that right there is going to be a big, big, big red flag to me. Absolutely. So again, that's what I'm saying. Do I care about the country? Do I think there's innocent people there? Absolutely. Do I have a heart for them? Absolutely. And given the right circumstance that we can assure, and if we had the proper military and we had the proper people, but again, if you had Trump in there, this would never happen. They wouldn't have never done it if Trump was in there. And again, I don't know enough, but I will tell you this. I'm very hesitant. Right now we should be taking care of ourselves. You take care of your backyard. If you can't feed your family, you don't go over and feed somebody else. You have an obligation. That's your duty to take care of you. And right now we're being invaded. We're being depleted. We're being raped and robbed as we speak. And crime is rampant. You know what I'm saying? I mean, crime, we're better here in Oklahoma, but golly, man, I had probably 70 heads stolen. I can tell you who stole them, took them out there and showed them to cattle and could not. And here I am, a legislator, couldn't get anything done. Crime after crime after crime. People are sick of it. You know, in these bigger cities, Democrat run cities, people are scared to walk down the street. You know what? I don't even want to go on vacation to some of these places that used to. Hey, we want to go somewhere every year. Guess what? I don't care to go. Me and my assistant just had a conversation a little earlier. Why don't you go to all the? I don't want to go to them. I will tell you this. Crime is rampant. And when you go into these places that are Democrat run, the way I talk, the way I come across, hey, I probably end up in jail before you say spit, you know, because freedom of speech is not, you know what I mean? It is not there. And they're trying to pass bills to make it even worse. But I can tell you right now, your schools, are pushing, indoctrinating your colleges. I'm fighting them all the time. You know, we fight our own party. That's what just blows my mind. We're going to turn around and give money to these colleges, astronomical money, when we know they're violating everything that we say we believe in. What the people of Oklahoma elect us, and man, they push it, and we use it. Boy, we'll use it. Oh, hey, man, we fought against transgender. Boy, we stood up and we passed this bill against transgender. They know that's what the public wants. But then we'll turn right around and give some school like OU $30 million when we know, oh, we ain't going to use that for transgender. No, we're going to use it over here, and we're going to take the $10 million that we already had and that we wouldn't have had if you didn't give us this $30 million, and we're going to go over here and we're going to open up this transgender deal right over here. Guy, I mean, golly, and anybody with a pea brain, even as big as mine, can see that, and yet we just do it and do it and do it. And that's what I'm saying. The Republican Party is just as culpable as the Democrats, because, again, and why do we do it? I will tell you why. Go track the money. Go track the election money. Go see where all this. Go see who backs it. And again, oh, well, we got to support this college. We got to support this. You know, we don't want to do that. We'll pass the bill down the road and we'll change that. We'll get that. Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that before. I don't need no promises. How about we do it right now? How about we stand up and start doing what's right? How about we hold these schools accountable? And again, if they don't want to be, let's cut their funding. And if it closes them down, so be it, because I ain't got no use for what they're teaching anyways. If they're teaching indoctrination, we don't need them.
Well, we have a completely anti-Christ president. I'm not ashamed to say that. He is anti-Christian in every single way that there is. And he's now saying that he will not come to an accord if he loses the 2024 presidential election. So he will not, say, okay, I lost, fair and square, and then, give up. He's going to do exactly what Trump did and fight it. Yeah, and I think this is a new chain of examples that we're seeing within politics.
Here's the deal. They already did it. They already, listen, they're screaming. Democrats scream, and they tell you what they're, here's the deal. It's called projection. And you were in law enforcement, you know exactly what I'm saying. Criminals will scream about other people. And again, here's what the Bible always says. Good. Bible's pretty good advice. You know, if you read it and take it, he says, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what's in a man's heart is going to come out of his mouth. And again, when I was dealing with criminals, when they come in and said, oh, so-and-so over here is stealing. No,
well, that's always someone else's fault.
I go look at them first. They're the number one person I'd start looking into, and halftime I'd be right. So here's the deal. Democrats say the same thing. They say Trump has not transitioned, that there wasn't a peaceful transition. Well, what was the Russian hoax?
What was peaceful in 2020?
Oh, listen, what? I mean, here's the deal. We had 16. Guess what? We had impeachment, Russian hoax, Mueller. You tell me. You go back and listen to tape after tape after tape. He's not my president. Mm-hmm. He's an illegitimate president. Impeach 45. Y'all need to ride in the streets. You need to go out. You need to catch them. You know, I mean, they supported violence. They tried to encourage violence.
Oh,
they did it.
They did encourage it. And last time me and you were on, we talked about dealing with Black Lives Matter riots and Antifa and all their provocations that they wanted for civil war. They talked about it all the time. But you know what? They also told us when we were in Portland dealing with those idiots, Biden's not their president, and he's just a puppet. And that whenever they get their man in charge, law enforcement officers are going to swing from the lampposts. And right. I've never been told in my life something like that has stuck with me. We are going to hang you from the lamppost. That is what China, Russia and Nazi Germany does. North Korea does that. They want everything that is evil to be called good in this country at this point in time. And hey, you know what? They're being successful at it. Half the country's asleep, JJ. Half the country's asleep. Another quarter of them want a rah-rah all day about grabbing their guns and wanting a civil war at the government, yet half of them won't go vote.
And well, they won't even get off their ass and come to a, you know, here's what's funny. When I was younger, I used to speak for a lot of political people. And I'm telling you, when I'm in my 20s and, you know, late 20s, early 30s, I'm going all over the state and I'm speaking. And you'd go into a little old community and they'd have them a gooseneck trailer. And you get up on that gooseneck trailer and they had you a little speaker. And there'd be 304, you know, it'd be, you take a city, you know, a town the size 3,000 something people. Hey, you'd have 3 or 4, you'd have 10% of your whole public out there. I mean, you'd street be full. Guess what? You have a meeting now, you call everybody. If I can get 300 people show up, I had a heck of a meeting. I've had two this year where I got 300 people and people are just like, that JJ can turn them out, you know. Guess what? Used to, you just didn't even hardly have to announce it and you had that. And again, here we are in the worst situation in our nation and ain't nobody will get off their butt because I tell you, they've got people, what's the use? What's the use? Well, I'll tell you, as long as you keep that mindset, that's where they want you, and that's what's going to happen. And united we stand. United. We got to get united. And this is what I believe. I believe the majority of the country feel the same way me and you do. I think we did win the election. I think we won the election huge. And again, this is what I believe. But what they do, they censor, they come in, they propaganda, they tell you, hey, you're not going to win, you're not going to win. Mitch McConnell ought to have his butt whipped. You know, y'all, I don't think we're going to win. That's propaganda. He's playing a game. And again, you know, they're just, we've got to wake up as America and we got to start. And again, just like when you see it, what you're talking about, our conversation, which is probably what got us in trouble on the BLM thing. I imagine I forgot about that conversation, but absolutely. If you looked at what they did in Seattle, in Washington and what they burned, Wisconsin and Michigan and all of these places of what they did. And then to have the audacity, to talk about on January 6th, when obviously, and here's the deal, we've got stuff saying the FBI was involved in that. We know the FBI was involved in the incident in Michigan on the governor. We know these things. And again, so here's it. It appears a setup deal. You know, if you'd have told me that 2 years ago, would I have believed it? No. Do I believe it today? Absolutely. Because I believe that the FBI has been proven to be that corrupt. And again, you know, so we've just got to wake up and say enough is enough. The people we send up there better do the job. And again, we're going to have to start turning out. And if we do it, as I said earlier, if we'd have 100,000 people. So we, when I got up here, we had a teacher's walkout, had 30,000 teachers. I will promise you 2 weeks they're up there. Oh, we're not going to give this. We're not going to do this. 30,000 people show up. Holy moly, we're going to get this raise done, you know. And again, if you had 100,000 people show up, which would not be a problem if the churches would wake up, rise up, and do what they say they are. And if they would do that, guess what? 100,000 people in Oklahoma would change everything. And again, if you did that in Texas, you know, I don't know about 100,000, you know, might take 150 in Texas. Y'all's a big state, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, y'all have millions down there. Turn out a few. And your governments are, I love the people in your governor and your AG, man, are kicking hiney down there. Our governor, I like our governor real well here. I think we could do a little bit, you know, I'd like to be a little bit more on forefront. And our AG has done some things, but he could be more on forefront too.
I think it's going to take a Confederate of States again. And I don't mean Confederacy. a confederate of states, you know, where we have 20, 30 states who all agree we're just going to oppose the government, you know, and it doesn't mean we have to be violent. I don't wish for violence. I don't think anybody wishes for civil war in this country. And the people who do have never been in war. I think that we need to do our best to have states' rights. I think that's a big thing that we're missing is we need to put the power back in the state. We need to put the power. For one thing, people need to know that the power lies in your pocket. You know, with what we pay, we're the ones who really pay for the government.
Absolutely.
You know, and we, the people, hold the power, but we fail to understand the power that we hold ourselves. And when we fail to, it's your right to vote. If you fail to vote, you screwed up. All right. It's your right to exercise your God-given rights. It's your right also to defend them. And if we're not going to defend them, if we're not going to vote, if we're not going to put our money where our mouth is, if we're not going to get out and protest, then you might as well sit down, shut up, enjoy the violence coming from the border, because Venezuela just announced that they released all their violent prisoners and told them to head north. So that's coming. So get ready for that one, all my buddies that are still in DHS. Enjoy that deployment.
Well, and again, like I was saying earlier, these people are skinning people's faces. They're cutting heads off. They're mutilating. They're making films. They're not trying to cover their face. They're making films, putting a chain around a guy's neck, putting a chain around his foot, and cutting his leg off right there on film, and then beating him to death with his own leg. They cut the person's heart out. While he's alive, pull it out right in front of him, stab it and eat some. You know, I mean, these are sick some bucks. And again, you think you get you a whole bunch coming over here. You think your wife, you think you. I'm healed and packing all the time. But guess what? If you're walking down and somebody, four or five guys jump on you before you have a chance, you know, and then they chain you up, guess what? Are they armed with automatic weapons and you got a little old pistol on? You know, they may, you know, that's the stuff we're looking at right now. And that's what's coming across that border.
And it is
better wake the hell up. That's what's happening right now in the United States.
Yeah, the southern border of Texas is a war zone. Nuevo Laredo, several years ago, which is just right across from Laredo, Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, they actually, the cartels told law enforcement to clear out the city, and two cartels for 4 days went into Nuevo Laredo and had a damn war that lasted about 3 or 4 days until they killed enough of each other, then they backed out. You know, that's Mexico. That's our border. But yet, this same group of politicians that are in charge of everything in America will not declare the narco-terrorist state of Mexico to be our number one biggest threat. They say it's Russia, it's China, it's cow flatulence, it's the, you know, the monetary system. They'll say it's people from January 6th, but they won't say that the real problem is in our border. Because if we don't defend the border, we have lost. We have lost. I'll be honest with you right now. In 2018, whenever I was there working on the border, we were on a special operation out there. We caught 3,000 people in 1 hour, 3,000 people in 1 hour in about a football field distance. That was happening 24/7. So, you know, the amount of people coming over here, not only is the danger there, but, you know, we were catching kids that were being rented by their parents. I remember as a 9-year-old boy, and that was the fourth time that we had caught him through biometrics and through the data system that we had by doing the mouse swabs. And we were, you know, taking DNA of them. And we found out this is the fourth time this 9-year-old has been here within about a year. So he went to child services. And you know what? That's probably just as bad, being lost in child services. But the people in other countries are in such despair that they will rent their children to strangers and not care about what happens. And then that family got about $4,000 or $5,000 to rent their child. That happens tens of thousands of times every month. We know about it. No one cries about it. Democrats don't do nothing about it. AOC isn't going to go down to the border and preach against human trafficking. But I do know that what is coming up is also going south. The kidnappings are happening in America. Those people are being kidnapped and they're being sent down the border. And from there, they go to other countries.
Absolutely. You know, and again,
people don't understand that.
And we know this is going on. It can be stopped. Here in America, you want to stop this. This is so easy to stop. You put your military on the border and you give them full rights to say, hey, this is the enemy and we're at war. You declare war on the cartel. You declare war. You shoot their sorry butts. You bring in your military planes and you bomb right across there all them fancy cartel homes and you go to bombing them, and I will guarantee you, you hide and watch, the fentanyl problem will end. The human trafficking issues will end. But again, here's the deal. They don't want it. You cannot screw up this badly. This is what I keep saying. You know, Joe Biden has got dementia. They had a doctor on the other day that used to take care of presidents. And that's what he said. Hey, you can watch him. And he starts naming all the signs, you know, the way his eyes are, the way he shuffles, his failure to be able to communicate, anger outbursts. I mean, he goes through the whole list. Hey, this guy is exhibiting all of these signs and they are getting worse and they're getting more frequent. And he gives all that. Joe Biden is got dementia, man. He ain't running. He's lucky if he can get up on the stage and even get what they got. Half the time he don't get it out. And notice they keep him in the basement most time. Not a whole lot. They've got him out a little bit more because they're having these elections. They're trying to put confidence back in. But at the end of the day, guess what? You can't screw up. And one man ain't making these decisions. You've got military people that ought to be jumping up and going, this is insane. You've got Homeland Security that ought to be saying, you've got Border Patrol that are saying. And you got people, you know, that say no, no. And Kamala Harris to get up the other day, I was so tickled that they sent that crew right up to her house. You know, to say the border is secure and we're just trying to recover from Trump's failure when Trump had the best numbers there has been in our history. And she's going to say something like that. And again, do people actually believe that BS? And a while ago, you said one of the biggest problems, cow fatching. And again, if they want to talk about what's going on, what they spew is a bunch of that methane that they're talking about is coming right out of their mouth, what comes out of cow's butt, you know. So here's the deal. Absolutely, we've got to wake up America. It's got to be America wake up and get involved in the process. I'm calling it out. I've got a group of pastors I'm going to try to organize. We had 30 up here at the Capitol the other day. We're going to leave. I got three from southeastern Oklahoma come up with me on the way back, 2.5-hour trip. Guys, how do we organize southeastern Oklahoma pastors to come to a meeting? And let's talk about what people don't understand. England, during the Revolutionary War, what they called the Revolutionary War, they called it the Black Robe Rebellion. Mm-hmm. Because pastors wore black robes back in, and it was the pastors who were becoming the generals. It was the pastors who were calling out, arming and calling out our nation to defend itself and for freedom and for liberty. And they were the ones calling out to England. And again, if you look down through history, if you look at, you know, our Constitution, people say separation, church and state. Hey, go look at Constitution. I'll guarantee you every line in it come right out of the book. And it all has got a religious background. We're a country founded on godly principles. You like it, not like it. I don't care whether you like it. It's a fact. And so that's what's made us great. And that's what's going to keep us great. And when we go away from them principles, then we are going to get into condition. And that's where we are. And we got to start calling it out. We got to start standing up against it. And again, we're just no tolerant. And I sound pretty mean, but you know what? I got no tolerance for a drag queen. I got no tolerance. You know what? You're going to do that? I don't go out and parade my sexual life out there. That's my business. I keep it at my house. You want to do something, keep it at your house. Don't take it to my school. Don't take it to the zoo where kids are going to be. You are a daggum, a drag queen is who's entertainment at a gay bar. And if you want to be entertainment for a gay bar, get your butt down there and do all you want. But stay out of my school. Stay out of my church. Now, I say that. Hey, I want you to come to church. I do want you to come to church. I don't want to come across it. Hey, here's what I say about dope is, I hate the game, but I love the player. You know what I'm saying? I hate dope, but I don't hate people, addicted to dope. Now, do we need to lock them up? Do they commit crime? Absolutely. And we're going to have to cut down on the crime. We got to start holding crime accountable. But it doesn't mean that we should not share the gospel with the people there. So I will make sure. I always will make sure, because one of the biggest problems we've had is false religion has hated on people to the point that now they hate the church, which again, the Bible says, hey, they hated me. How much more are they going to hate you? So we know that's coming. I skipped ahead. I read the book. You know what I'm saying? We know all this partly, but I'm going to fight it. You know what? I think God's given us the good sense to stand up for godly principles and for our country, for our liberty, for our freedoms, for our rights. And you know what? I guarantee you, I had a guy call me up the other day, and you kind of alluded to this a while ago, but I had a guy call me up and he said, Humphrey, have you ever thought that if they get out of Washington, D.C. and come to Oklahoma, you probably going to be the first person they hang? And I said, oh, I don't know if I'd be the first, but I'll probably be on top 10. I figure for sure, I jokingly said that, but I do a lot of driving. I'm in a vehicle by myself, and I get a lot of time to think. Oklahoma's got a lot of dead zones. You can't call on the phone, so get a little time to drive, think. That's a good deal. And, I got to think about that. And sadly, with the things that I stand up for and things that I say, I figure that I probably am going to be one of the people top in Oklahoma that, I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to back up. I hope I ain't hung. I wouldn't want to be hung, but you know what? And guys, you always used to say, I didn't know if I could shoot somebody, and I had to get in a situation where I almost did shoot somebody. Fortunately, didn't have to, but it come down to point where I no longer worry about whether I can shoot somebody, because I know for a fact I can't. Not something I want to do. And like you said a while ago, I think anybody with any wisdom would listen to you. And, nobody wants – anybody that's gone to war don't want to go to war. And we're not wanting this to happen. That's why we're out here preaching against it, If we can shut it down, we need to get involved in these elections. We need to make sure our elections are true and that they're legal and that they're free elections. We need to elect people who are going to go up there and do what we're talking about, get an agenda, secure the border, kick these illegals the hell out of our country, and take back government. And again, let's get FBI. I don't know whether that's I think the FBI could, I think if you fired somebody, I think first thing you're going to have to send a bunch of them to jail. They need to be held accountable. People need to see. And I will tell you this, as a law enforcement officer, if you catch me doing something wrong, to whom much is entrusted, then much more is accountable. You put that badge on, you better not forsake that badge is all I can say. When you do, then I think you ought to be doubly accountable.
Yeah.
So any FBI person caught in that, I say toast their butt and put them in jail.
I think it's always been a big thing that I talk about is trying not to tarnish the badge, because the badge has been tarnished too much by bad cops and, by bad political stunts made by politicians and others. But, it's up. It's police. Police the community, and the community police the police. But at this point, if the sheriffs don't stand up and start calling out what's happening with the FBI, because they're you know, the sheriff should be one of the best, most well-known politicians, because that's a political base. It should be one of the best well-known politicians in the area. And if they are for what this government is doing, you got to get them the hell out first, because it's their policies on what they decide your officers are going to enforce and not enforce that's going to affect you first. And I tell this to people all the time, JJ, you're your own first responder. You know, you need to learn to self-rescue. And if you continue to vote for stupid people who don't care about your rights, who want to take away your Second Amendment right, they don't care about your Fourth Amendment right. The government's trying to find all different types of ways of inviting itself into your home now. If you don't back that up, you know, you're going to invite them in. You're going to invite them to take away your own rights. So, you know, we need to be able to take care of our backyard first, as you said. As the Bible says, you need to dig your well first before you go dig somebody else's. The problem is we're digging our wells, and the Biden administration is sending our water over to Ukraine. We got about 1 minute left. You got any final words for us?
Well, I just want to say I appreciate what you're doing and getting the public aware. Having these conversations, I think, are really important. I just want to encourage your listeners. You know, it seems hopeless. If you put your hope in man, you're going to be failed every time. Put your hope and trust in God. And again, he can turn it around. God can turn this country around. That's what we were founded on. We got to put our faith back in that. But again, here's what I'm going to tell you something. You know, God gives us the ability. So you have a duty. And as we said, it's up to you to defend your home. And again, defending that home is beginning to get involved in the process and demand the process. And I promise you, each person, you are important to the United States. You and getting involved in that process and demanding, holding me accountable, holding the state government accountable, change your state, take care of that backyard. And then Article 5, if 38 states get together, they can. Our founding fathers are pretty smart, and they created a process where 38 states can override the federal government. And again, we need to turn this thing around. The federal government should be answered to us. We should be giving them. There should be more control locally, less control. So state, so it should be local, state, and federal. That's the way it was designed. More control at home, states' rights. Federal has just, they have a 17 things they're supposed to be doing. That's it. And so again, we've got to get back to that, getting the government the hell out of our business, and let us, we'll operate pretty good if we'll turn back to God and get the government out of our business. So that's kind of what I believe.
Well, JJ, I appreciate you coming on and, you know, taking off the gloves, and maybe me and you'll get ourselves in trouble on the radio again.
Yeah, we probably ought to be limited to about twice a year, probably, because we get lots of, but here's the deal. Why, you know, I mean, tell me anything we've said that's not 100% the truth. And well, again, I can prove everything I'm saying.
And, you know, and here, once again, here's another problem is we need more guys like you in these positions who aren't afraid to take that fight legally to the government, because that's the way you fight it, is legally, right? Once we have to go the other route, we've all lost.
You're not going to get anything. If you go in there and you're cussing and throwing and spitting, and you got to go in there and keep a cool head, and you're going to have to call it out. But guess what? The truth's on our side, and the documentation is on our side. Hey, all you got to do is just keep hammering and just speaking truth. And again, they're trying to shut us down, and then we've got to come at them. And again, there is so many laws they're violating. We ought to be able to sue them. And again, it's going to be up to some of these people who have financial means to step up and say, let's get our own platform. Let's have our own. And thanks to Nunes and Trump, and we're seeing a start on that, but we need to, you know, guys, I mean, Walmart sold you out. A bunch of these big corporations have sold us out, a lot of our insurance groups, the cattle groups, the people who's supposed to be watching over your food market, your agricultural people have sold you out. And again, I can't tell you how important just an independent farmer, get you 20 chickens, get you a cow, milk it. Hey, I'm telling you, there may be the day where that becomes where that's used to how it be. And I'm going to say that if we ain't careful, that's going to be something that we're going to go back to. And then the federal government's going to try to control that and take that away from you. And that's where we're going to have to say, no, no way. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. I think we just keep an eye on it. We keep talking. We keep getting the message out there. I know I ain't backing up. And I know that, you know, I'm glad I got another 2 years up here. And I'm going to use my 2 years to raise all kinds of cane. And again, to say that states' rights, whether it be on abortion, whether it be on Second Amendment, whether it be say, I'm sick of the woke agenda, let's break the yoke of the woke and let's get it off of us. And, you know, whether it be any of those issues, get, you know, gain back the indoctrination of our school, real history taught, get this sex education out of our schools. You know, these are the things, and give people back the right to, you know, to run a business, get the government out of that. And to be able to, you know, you have the right to enjoy the fruits of your labor. And I think that's in the Constitution right there. So right now we have a time where you work, you go out and you make a real estate deal and you're giving half your money to the government. You know, we got to get out of that. So those are things I'm going to work for and work towards. It's not going to happen overnight. We didn't get here overnight, but I can guarantee you. Those are my agendas, and to try to be the best person that I can be and what I think God would have me do. And, you know, just working my station. He didn't put me in Washington, D.C. He put me right here in Oklahoma. So I'm going to try to do the job that he put me here for.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, I'm proud that we have Americans stepping up to the plate, who are not afraid to, you know, get up there and do what needs to be done. So I'm proud that we got a representative like you, and you're not a representative for my state, but you're a representative for America. And, you know, JJ, I appreciate the work that you do, and it is dangerous, and I do recognize that. And, you know, on behalf of the entire show, I just want to say that you can come on here anytime and say whatever you want, any moment of time. You ain't going to be, you know, kowtowed. I ain't going to tell you can't say that, obviously. I mean, I'm probably right there in line with you on getting in trouble for my mouth. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got for right now. We've been on for an hour and 35 minutes. Like I said, JJ, you can come back here anytime you want. And thank you very much for being here.
I enjoy it. And I appreciate when people from each state, it's going to take us united. We stand. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the American Vindictor Show. Stay frosty. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. end of transmission.